If you've ever seen photographs of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, or if you have been fortunate enough to visit there, you know what an enormous and magnificent space it is. This basilica can hold over 60,000 people for worship. I know that because one Palm Sunday, I was fortunate enough to be amongst those 60,000. I was on a foreign study program in college, and we were traveling through Rome, and we were able to attend the main service of worship. And there we all were, no chairs, all standing shoulder to shoulder. And I still remember as the Pope was carried forward on his throne, and you realize why he needed to be carried in, because it was the only way he could be seen amongst all those people. There was just an enormous roar that went up amongst the crowd, and then a sea of large palm branches that waved back and forth, back and forth. That was memorable, but perhaps the most memorable moment for me was when communion was served. Priests moved up and down the center aisle and the side aisles offering the body of Christ, and everyone just kind of moved to the aisle as the best you could, and I found myself being jostled and then actually pushed by my college professor behind me, who wanted to make sure that I could receive the sacrament. And sure enough, I think I even bumped a nun out of the way on my way to the center aisle. There I was, and I reached out my hand and received that small wafer and partook of the body of Christ. Well, I was reminded of that experience when I read today's gospel lesson. For at the center of this lesson is a woman who is also in the midst of a crowd. She's a woman who has been sick for 12 years. She's been hemorrhaging. Think about that. And some of us here may even know the realities of a chronic illness that besets us for year after year. But she is like others. She's heard something about this person called Jesus, and a crowd has gathered because the word has spread that the healer and rabbi is returning from a trip to the east side of the Sea of Galilee, the Gentile territory, and now he's returning to the Jewish side of the Sea of Galilee. And as Mark tells us, this great crowd gathers, and it's a leader of the synagogue who first captures his attention and begs him to come and heal his dying daughter. Jesus complies, making his way through the crowd. And then this woman sees him. Mark tells us that she had heard, now she sees, and so she approaches him. She comes up from behind and she says, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." And reaching out through the jostling crowd, she touches him. And Mark tells us immediately her hemorrhage stopped and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. A woman reaches desperately through the crowds. She touches one small part of him and experiences the wholeness of his healing. With one touch, she experiences the whole. Now, apparently a pre-existing condition over a decade long did not disqualify her from Jesus' form of health care. Apparently her income level, she had spent all that she had seeking a cure, did not limit the options of God. And apparently her social class, she was an unclean woman, did not mean that she would receive any less compassion than the leader of a synagogue would. Instead, Jesus is willing to interrupt his house call to a seriously ill child to acknowledge that power had gone out from him and to commend this woman for her faith. It's a wondrous story, a story of answered prayer after 12 years of suffering and illness, and I've certainly heard such stories in my years as a pastor. I've also heard stories in which persons have been told that perhaps their prayers were not answered because they did not demonstrate sufficient faith. But what is faith in this story? It's certainly not complete knowledge. All Mark says is that the woman had heard of Jesus. Faith is not about being doctrinally correct or subscribing to the right belief. It is not about being ritually correct or pure. There is no way that this woman could be, given her medical condition. Perhaps faith instead is this: trusting that the full presence and power of Jesus Christ is offered to us, even when we can hardly glimpse him through the crowded circumstances of our lives. And did you notice how she approached him? She came up from behind. Now, there are some women in the Gospels, like the Samaritan woman or the Syrophoenician women, who speak directly and confidently to Jesus, challenging him and even engaging him in debate. But the woman in today's story reminds me of my own approach to Jesus. It's often more hesitant, more uncertain. I tend to approach from behind rather than seeing him face to face. And yet I want to reach out, and so I do so in faith. Faith is not that we know completely, not that we believe completely, not that we understand completely. Faith instead is to see what we can see, to touch what we can touch, to receive what we can receive, and to trust ultimately that all shall be made well. To live in the midst of illnesses, of family stresses, and seemingly insurmountable problems, or in the face of tragedies, both personal and communal, that beset us, and then to reach, to touch, to trust, to know that even the hem of a garment, one small piece of a cloak, can be infused with healing power to make one whole. And if you think about it, that's what the sacramental life of this community is all about. We're acting out and embodying this story all the time. This morning at the 8 o'clock service, we baptized a young child, Bella Marie. The water we poured on her forehead was just a small amount, probably less than a cup. And yet, what was in that one small cup of water? Nothing less than the full power and presence of the Holy Spirit to seal that child as a daughter of Christ, as a member of Christ's body forever. And remember my story from St. Peter's, one small wafer? Imagine for a moment that there are not, 30 of us here, but say 200 or 400. Imagine if the only way you could get to the altar was by jostling your way through the crowd and stretching out your arm in the hopes of receiving one small and, yes, rather tasteless wafer. And yet our belief is this, that in the reception and the ingestion of that bread, we receive the fullness of Christ, all of Christ's presence to support us, to strengthen us, to heal us, and to empower us to go out into the world. Or as we stand at the back of the church and seek a prayer for healing, it's a very small amount of oil that's anointed on our foreheads in the sign of the cross. And yet again, in that one small part, the fullness and wholeness of God. For 12 years, a woman suffered, and one would have fully understood if she had given up hope. Yet in the crowded circumstances of that day, she came forward. There's so much healing that we are in need of, certainly from the illnesses of our bodies and of our souls. There's so much healing needed in our common life. How the community of Annapolis grieves this weekend, and once more we have photographs of persons whose lives have been ended by gun violence on our side altar. Too frequently we need to do that. And in this week when we celebrate the birth of our nation, unsettling news of how imperfect a union we are continue to crowd in on us. But in the midst of all of that jostling, you and I are still invited to look up to see the face and the presence of Jesus Christ and the power of God to transform this world, and to reach, to extend our hands and our hearts, to receive, and then to give. For we are like that woman. We are invited to do what we can to extend our hand forward and then to do more. For in a sense, each of us is like that small wafer in the hand, like the water poured on the forehead, like the oil made in the sign of a cross. Each of us is just one small part of the greater body of Christ. Each of us is imperfect and limited in our abilities to make change in this world, to bring about healing and hope for our friends, for our families, and indeed for our nation. But what if we, in our words and in our work, in our efforts to be faithful, as incomplete as they are in our labors and in our loves, what if someone takes notice? Someone senses that they have heard and seen something about the nature and love of Jesus Christ in us, through us. What if through our witness they catch one small glimpse of the full glory of God? It might be just enough to compel them to reach through the crowded circumstances of their lives for the power that is present, to heal and to make whole. What if you are that part of Christ's body that shares his very essence with the world? Amen.